I just talked about the lawsuit that's going on with Madison Square Garden over facial recognition. And, you know, the left and liberal judge in New York was very angry that they would use that because it's being used for their own benefit. Now, if they're to do it for the government instead of a profit motive, well, that's fine. We don't want to get in the way of that, I'm sure the judge would say. But in this particular instance, as I said yesterday, there's a law firm that was involved in a lawsuit against Madison Square Gardens. They were very angry about that, so they went to the website and they got pictures of all the people who work for that law firm. And one lawyer who was not involved in this case with Madison Square Garden at all goes on a field trip with her child and some other adults, and she is identified and whisked out of there. And she's embarrassed and angry, and she sues them. And now the judge has said, well, you know, this violates New York's rules that don't allow you to do this for profit or whatever. We're going to let this lawsuit go forward. But isn't it interesting? That was in Madison Square Garden. And isn't it interesting? This is happening all over the world. It's just a coincidence, isn't it, that all of this stuff is happening at the same time everywhere in the world? Just like it was a coincidence with all the lockdowns and the masks and all the social distancing. All of that nonsense, complete and utter nonsense, didn't pass the sniff test, didn't make any logical sense whatsoever, didn't make any medical sense whatsoever, and of course now we know it didn't make any difference. But everybody was doing the same thing at the same time. It's almost like they were taking orders. And that's Trump as well as Trudeau. So you got the Italian Football League is now instilling facial recognition in all their stadiums, and what are they doing it for? To combat racism. The other excuse that they have everywhere. It's racist. It's racist. This was the CEO of the Italian Football League said that last week, one player was apparently racially abused during an away game. And so, you know, he's not at home. He goes away. And so the other people are taunting him because he's the, you know, the visiting team and that type of thing. And so because of that, they didn't have any plans to do this before, of course, right? This is nothing on the horizon. But because of that, in just a short period of time, in 1 week, they now have a plan to equip all of the stadiums that these teams in the Italian Football League play in. They're going to equip them all with biometric facial identification. And they will scan your face as you're entering the stadium. They will get your information from the ticket and other things like that. They will make a database of everybody there, and they're going to watch you. And if you behave badly, they're going to turn this over to the police. All of that because some guy was apparently taunted somewhere. I wonder if they were the ones who set up the taunting. Because this whole thing is a plan. They had this stuff planned. It's like the underwear bomber, right? And the lawyer Haskell, who says, yeah, I saw them put that guy on the plane. You know, there's a guy in a suit, really well dressed, and this guy is just like out of it. And he goes up and he talks to the person at taking the tickets. And he said, I thought this is really strange. You know, what is this guy who is dressed in a very expensive suit doing with this bum who doesn't seem to know what he's doing? So he watched him carefully. And Haskell said that, he watched him when he got on the plane, and that was the guy that was the underwear bomber, and he wanted to testify about that, and the defense attorney used that to negotiate a deal for his client, and then they said, no, we don't want you to testify at all. So he got out of the country. But anyway, you know, but they already had the scanners built and ready to go. They rolled it out right away because of that. And so maybe the same thing was done with these with the Italian Football League. They had this solution all set and planned, designed. They'd already done a feasibility study before this in 1 week, right? They've done the feasibility study. They've got all the contractors lined up. They're ready to hit go. The approval of the presidents and the approval of the relevant budget are all that's needed. And of course, it's interesting to see this kind of stuff happening at Madison Square Garden and at the Italian Football Leagues and other places like that. Why? Well, you got a lot of people there. You got a lot of fans. So that's one reason they would do it there. And you got a lot of people who pay a lot of attention to sports, but they pay no attention to politics. They're They're the lab rats in this experiment. They don't know what's being done to them. And quite frankly, they don't care. They can tell you every statistic about the players in this sport, but they don't know the big game that's being played against them. And then finally, this story, Biology Matters, an obstacle course humbles an all-female SWAT team. They're completely missing the story. This story has, this is on InfoWars that was picked up here. And of course, it's been on social media. They what they're doing is a repackaging a social media tweet from several people. But what they're missing here, it's no news, is it, that men are better at sports than women? We understand that now. That used to be a lie that they fed people about 50 years ago. Virginia Slims, and you had Bobby Riggs, who rigged the competition with Billie Jean King, because he had already beaten another female tennis player badly. And then he threw that game, according to the people who knew him. He was a middle-aged guy. She was at her peak, and he had already beaten a high-ranking professional at her peak. Then he had Jimmy Connors do a match, and he didn't rig it. And he took on one of the top, female tennis player, skunked her. Now we've seen this all the time because of the trans stuff. This is not news. The only thing that's news about this, it's not the male-female angle. That's what they focused on. They missed the point. The point is that this is SWAT team competition. I just talked about how you got people who are clueless about what the government is doing. They don't know anything about politics. They don't know anything about the government's agenda, but they know everything about sports. Now we're going to take SWAT teams and we're going to put them in competition with each other. And that's what they're doing in Dubai. It's hosted by the Dubai police, and it's an international competition. SWAT teams from all over the world. SWAT teams need to be ended. We need to end these things, but they're popularizing them by having SWAT team competitions. So now you get to cheer for your SWAT team that someday may get a call or the wrong address and show up and kill you in the middle of the night with a no-knock raid. The SWAT teams need to be stopped, not celebrated. And it's not about male versus female competition. Pathetic. You know, you go back. I was just looking at YouTube at there's some very early films that exist, and people have gone back now with the tools that we have. They can take the jerky motion and they can make it smooth and look normal. And then, of course, they can also colorize them very well. And so you see these from time to time. You know, here's Paris in 1899. Here's New York in 1905, that type of stuff. And it's very interesting to watch it because, not just because of the architecture and the modes of transportation, but mainly because of the attitudes of the people and how they're dressed. Everybody walked around dressed more formally than anybody dresses today, just walking down the street all the time, which I find to be very interesting. But it's also, it's an interesting window into the past. And as I was looking at one yesterday, I saw they're taking pictures of people on the sidewalk, and as people are walking around, you got the police officer there, the cop on the beat. And again, this is right after the turn of the century, 19, oh, whatever, I don't remember. And everything's horse-drawn. And the cop in New York has those helmets that the bobbies used to wear. Maybe they still do, but now I see them. They always now look like American cops. You know, at that time, the first police were the ones who were brought in by the guy's name. That's why they called him Bobbies, because his name was Bobby. I'm having a blank here, but anyway, they called him Bobbies, and they would patrol. They were not armed. And of course, that was the way it was when Karen and I went in the 1980s to the UK. That's the way it was when I went in the 1970s. They'd walk in pairs. They had radio communicators at the time in case they got in trouble. But it was a peaceful enough area, and they could handle even the violent crime of the big city. And they felt that it would escalate things if they started carrying guns. But now they act like American police. But in the early 1900s, the American police were copying the British police. They copied the Bobby model. Robert Peeler was his name. Just came to me. It's funny how that's my memory starting to go little by little. Slowing down. So it was Robert Peeler and his, the Bobbies, they called him. And so they were copying that model. Now the British are copying us. And now everybody is copying us. You know, the SWAT teams were created by Daryl Gates in L.A. And he was the one who first began militarizing the police. Isn't it a shame that we've now become the model for this? And we should be ashamed of our government for doing that. But you don't celebrate this. It's just, it's unbelievable that this is being celebrated. It should be banned everywhere. There's absolutely no reason for a SWAT team to exist under any circumstances. And we have a long trail of innocent people who have died and a long trail of even SWAT members who have been killed in some of these things. This is not the way to proceed. There are better ways to police. And that's what's happened to the police. You know, they've gone from a situation where they're respected, they were part of the community. In that New York video, just like the original British police, they're walking a beat. And they know the people in that area, and the people in that area know them by name. And it's like, you know, Bert and Ernie, the taxi driver and the cop. Everybody knew them. Now they don't know anybody. Everybody they're afraid is going to kill them. So you shoot first before they shoot you. That's what they want them to look at, us versus them. And nowhere is that kind of separation and that kind of militarization and shoot-first attitude, nowhere is that stronger than in these SWAT teams. And so here's what they focus on. After about 6 minutes, the women eventually make it across, but it makes for a very entertaining video. Big deal.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.